USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump's lawyers will urge the Supreme Court tomorrow to let him block access to his tax returns and other financial documents sought by three congressional committees and a New York prosecutor. In one of the most closely watched disputes of the court's term, the cases will test the justices' independence and could yield major rulings on the power of Congress to demand documents from a sitting president or the authority of a president to refuse. The court will hear two separate cases by telephone conference call, with each justice taking a turn to ask questions, a process that began May 4th and for the most part has worked smoothly. It has, however, tamed the normal back and forth of oral arguments, and the questioning has been less aggressive. Whichever way the court rules, the decisions, and there will be one for each case, will be a blockbuster. The rulings will be released by late next month. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
With deaths mounting at the nation's nursing homes, the White House has strongly recommended to governors that all residents and staff at such facilities be tested for the coronavirus within the next 2 weeks. More than 26,000 residents and staff have died from outbreaks of the virus at the nation's nursing homes and long-term care facilities, according to an Associated Press tally based on state health departments and media reports. That's over one-third of all the deaths in the United States that have been attributed to the virus. New York City's death toll from the coronavirus may be thousands of fatalities worse than the tally kept by the city and state, according to an analysis released by the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Between March 11th and May 2nd, about 24,000 more people died in the city than researchers would ordinarily expect during that time period. That's about 5,300 more deaths than were blamed on the coronavirus in official tallies during those weeks. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
With a $10 million boost from Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, Jay-Z, and Meek Mill's criminal justice organization Reform Alliance, they're sending 10 million surgical masks and other personal protective equipment to correctional facilities across the country. This is 2.3 million Americans that don't usually have the loudest voice, according to the president of the Reform Alliance. That's why they're doing this, to give that population a vote and answer their call to be treated like humans. Major League Baseball owners have approved a proposal to present to players for the 2020 season, according to ESPN. Major League Baseball plans to meet with the players' union to discuss the proposal and start negotiations. People familiar with the decision told the Associated Press that the delayed season would start around the 4th of July in ballparks without fans. The plan envisions expanding the designated hitter to the National League for 2020 as well. Spring training would start in early to mid-June. Each team would play about 82 regular season games, most against opponents in its own division. Postseason play would be expanded from 10 clubs to 14 by doubling wild cards in each league to 4. Teams would prefer to play at their regular season ballparks, but would switch to spring training stadiums or neutral sites if medical and government approvals can't be obtained for games at home. And Toronto may have to play home games in Dunedin, Florida. The All-Star game scheduled for Dodger Stadium in L.A. likely would be called off. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.